Okay. Rav Dav Hey Yomid Aleph. About 20 lines of time. Kum Len and Ablak Gemara. We're Masech the Krisos Dav Hey Yomid Aleph. So we're saying here that if you ate Chodosh before the second day of Pesach, and you ate, you know, lechem and koli and karmel, all three, you'll get three lavin, because it didn't, the Torah didn't say all three. So then we said, isn't it a lav shebechlolus? No, because the Torah could have just said, don't eat them. And we said the lechayda, it's extra. So Gemara said, what do you mean it's extra? It had to say each one, because each one has a chumrah the other one has. For example, we said koli is be used for minchas ha'omer, lechem is used for shtei halechem and for lechem haponim, and karmel didn't change its original state. So we said it could have said two. This is what we're up to. Here we go. Okay, about 15 lines on the top. The first little lines were B'liyasei. Mechad lo yalfi. You cannot learn from one who couldn't. Abanei l'chadam in terein. Let's say the Tadish has had two, and then we could learn the third one. So therefore it's extra. Lo yinichtav k'ra. Let it not say lechem v'neilif. So therefore, because it's extra, we learn now that you get malchus for each one. Which one could have been superfluous? Lo yinichtav k'ra lechem. Let it not say lechem v'neilif mikal v'kamu. We learn now from the fact that it's toast. Grains, or if it's just raw, equally mifra malik kali v'karmel the east eating. Even though that you toasted it, it's still the original state. Mashenkin lechem, you turn to flour and you change the messias. Lo yinichtav k'ra karmel, so don't say karmel v'nelev malechem v'kali. Let's learn from bread and from toasted equally mifra malik lechem v'kali kinyan sabet z'menachas. Lechem we have for lechem apani mishdei lechem and the kali we have at least for minchas ha'emer. Bashenkein Carmel doesn't, so it had to say Omer Yitzchok. You're right. Loi nichtav kro keli. What he didn't have to say is keli v'neiliv melechem v'Carmel. The Tater would have only written lechem v'Carmel. We'd know. My pich. What would you ask? I pich. You'd ask malo lechem shekenis rabbi to chala. You'll tell me that lechem has a chumra that is chayiv in chala. Carmel yechich. No chiyu chala. Yet it's also chodesh. I mishum the Carmel loi nishtane b'riyosa. He didn't change its substance or its way it is from its original state. Lechem yechich. It did change. So therefore, so Kali is totally weakly. Actually, why did Tayyid write it? To tell you that you get malchus for each one. It's extra. Says the Gemara, no, let's learn this. Okay, so there's only one extra word, right, Kali? So why don't you say the following? Kali demiyate mechayev chadam. So if you ate Kali, you get malchus. And if you ate the other two, you'll get malchus for Kali and one malchus for the other two. Because the other two are not extra. And the other two, you get one malchus as well. So the Gemara name. Because Im Kain, if that's the pshat in the pasuk, that for Kali you get one, and for the other two you also get one, then Nichtav Kra Lechem Karmel V'Kali. Put Kali out of last, because it's separate from the other two. Or you know, Nichtav Kra Lechem Karmel. Put Kali first. Separate from the other two. I might cause the Kali Bam. So why call Dafki in the middle between Lechem and Karmel? Hachi Karmel. Lechem Kikoli in the Chayev. Karmel the Chayev Kali. That everything is compared to Kali, which is right in the middle. Each one gets its individual malchus. You ate all three together, you'll get three times malchus. So the Gemara Rabbi Yane La'ila Malti Gzeira Shava Kali Benecha. Never treat Gzeira Shava lightly, because there are certain Yusaidas that everyone takes for granted, and yet the only way we know them is from Gzeira Shava. It's from Gzeira Shava. Chari Pigel is Echen Gufi Teira. Pigel we're talking about over here. Chutzlis Mana is one of the basic laws or tenets of Teira. And yet the Lelim Da Akosik Shav. How do you know Bechal Yad Kodes for Pigel is a great Shav from Kudnais? The Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said, you find it hard to imagine Rabbi Yana quoting Rabbi Yechanan, because Rabbi Yana is Rabbi Yechanan's Rebbe. Yeah. The Amar Rabbi Yechon said, "Tony Zavda Bar Levi Nema Lahalan says later on, well, if somebody eats it, Avoy Na Yisa will carry Aveda, and it says in the pasuk as Kodesh Hashem Chilul V'Nichlasa V'Nema Kan." And over here it says that if you eat, it says Pigul Yia, it says V'Nefesh Echelus Imena Avoy Na Tisa. Is Malahalan Kodesh, and just like when it comes to Nisi Kodesh, Avkan also by Pigul's Kodesh. So it's all Sachak is a Gedeshavah. Amar Rabbi Simai along the same lines. Lo ilam al tigzei shav kavi nechad don't treat lightly. Shadei good noise echem a good teira. Noise is one of the basic tenets of the teira. And yet v'lo ilim lo hakasav elavide shav. Noise good for you don't know only from a gzei shav. My he, what is it? Yalav ilun out kodesh kodesh. It says a pasuk va'oichla. We just said avoy no yisa, and then it says he get kodesh. Ki as kodesh Hashem chilam. But we don't know talk about noise yet. Uksi, even it says another pasuk v'saraftes on noise. But a key kodesh, it says it because it's kodesh. So we see the word that it says there, and doesn't say, and so the word kodesh is associated to noisir. So go back to the first pasuk, which says kodesh and chilon. It says, we have a kodesh, kodesh, by noisir, get kodesh. So next generation, Rabbi said, don't treat a kodesh lightly. In the Torah, the pasuk that we use to teach you out that the woman that you raped, the children, are also to you, the Torah there only talks about grandchildren, doesn't mention the daughter at all. Where does it mention the daughter? Only by your own wife. If you rape a woman and the daughter, the Torah says that the granddaughter of this particular woman that you raped is also to you. It's an erva. Yeah, to marry. How do you know? Because the Torah says so. You have an extra pasuk. The pasuk says that, what is it? The pasuk says there, the isha sheikach es isha ves ima zima hi be'esh yisrael for oisav es no yisrael. Okay. So it says Ervas Bas Bincha. Tell the pasuk. I'm just quoting the pasuk now. Ervas Bas Bincha, Bas Bitcha Lo Segala. The erva of your granddaughter, from your son or your daughter, and the Gemara we learn out in Sanhedrin. This is talking about Bitoy Manu Sase. Doesn't mention a word there, but it says Kevas Chehena. We have the word Hena there. It says the Gemara. How do you know that the daughter of an Arusa, of an Anusa, is also and you get punished? The Gemara. Shall beat the man who says your daughter? Hein hein gufi teider. It's one of the accepted tenets of the teider. Yet will elim that cost of elim. So how do you know for the shabbat? Damak Rava said Amar le Yitzchak bar Avdimai. Rava said that Yitzchak bar Avdimai. Interesting. Rabbi is quoting Rava. Rava said that Yitzchak bar Avdimai Asya. It says in pasuk Heina when it talks about your own wife. It says Ervas Isha bitter. And there it says, Bas Bonot, Bas Bitos. In the pasuk of your own wife, it talks about children and grandchildren. But the pasuk finishes off, Shaare Heina, Zima Heina. So we say those extra words. So we learn out the word Heina. So twice is Heina. So one, we learn out Heina is Li Yisura. First of all, telling you that your daughter of Anus is Asa. And Asya. And then it says, Zima, Zima is Le Sreifa. Tell you what the punishment is. That you get Sreifa for your daughter of your Anusa. All those cases we get skillers written is a basic ten of the Torah. Yet how do you know which aved you get skiller? Only from the cards of the Tanya. It says Nemakan Demayhem Bum. It says over here a number of places in the Torah Demayhem Bum that your punishment is Demayhem Bum. Your blood is in your hand. But what is it exactly? The Nema by Ovi Adoni Demayhem Bum by Ovi Adoni. It says the punishment is Demayhem Bum. It says Yigmu Oysam Be'Evan Yigmu Oysam says Demayhem Bum. Is Malahalam Skiller. Skiller. So, you know, everywhere it says in the Torah, man, bomb, it's skiller. Now, the next thing the Mishnah learns, I'm a fatim as Hashemin. You've got to replicate the oil and you build that compound. I'm a fatim as Hashemin. It's also in the Torah. You get caught when, only, but if you did luma, but you did it just to learn how to do it. Other lemaisa tzibah, not for your own personal use, but to hand it over to the community. Potter, you are potter. You only chayiv, you did it for your own use. Losach, if you did it to anoint yourself, chayiv. If you did it for your own personal use, chayiv. Hasach menu, but if you actually did a sicha, potter, you are potter. Why are you potter? You only get the kodesh for anointing. If you use the original Moshe Rabbeinu's one, that's it. Nothing else. You're saying that if you did it, not for your own personal use, but to learn how to do it and all that, it's mutter, it's potter, and all, and how do you know that? So we learn out. Asya, we learn out. Maskunta, I mean, maskunta. We learn out the oil from the ketaitis, where bakteitis says also the maskunta, the ketaitis. See, we've got bakteitis. Bakteitis says, loisasu lochem. Don't do it for your own personal use. So we dash, lochem would also, lochem would also, but it's mutter, and if we compare oil to a ketaitis, same dinim. If you're doing it to give it over to the community, it's potten. If you're going to make it a shovel, we know engzer shovel mechza. Go both ways. And why did we say ma shemen ki mefatim lechetzim potter by oil? If you did half of it, you are potter. After nami give up lechetzim potter. If you did oil, not the full amount that it says the shiurim, you are potter. So say back to us if you did the full amount, you potter. Alama amar rove ketedus the people chetzim chayiv. Why do we say yichayiv? Remember, by ketedus they used to bring the whole shear, but they cut it in half. It did half in the morning, half at night. So rove said, if you did half, you're chayiv because it's the shear of the morning, but it's not the full shear. You're supposed to put it aside. So let's compare shemen and ketedus to shemen. Shemen, why make a distinction between the two? I'm looking over Gabi Shemen. Shemen says, over maskun teleisasu kamayhu. That the Easter is if he did exactly the way they did it then. Kamayhu dasir avachetzir. Shapadami did it half a potter. It says, so we say, Kol asir dictatus. Any way that dictatus was done. Even though the full shear was set aside for the day, but they did half in the morning, half at night. So they did it half. And because they did it half, that's how it was done. Therefore, it's also. Is that the makte prav shachet prav ben abayim? Talk about we learned. Shalemishcha. Now we're talking about Shalemishcha. Mardroi. These are the amounts that they did. He made 500. And what do you call it? Mardroi is Mordechai, the Targum says, which is Mordechai. That's a Shredish of Mordechai's name. Mardroi is Hey Meyes, and Kida is Hey Made 500, and Kimna Besim is Hey Meyes, he's another 500. And Kinei Besim is Chamishim Musayim, so 1750. Im Tukul, Elev Vishivu Made Chamisha, total of 1750 parts. Tana min Yonakam Ashlam, we can count ourselves, we need a Tana for. Name Tana Hoka Kashle, this was bothered him. Ema, that Kunner Besim ki Kinomen, and that's why the Kunner Besim is just like Kinomen. Kinomen is cinnamon, Kunner Besim, I guess, is the bark of the Kasia. Ma Kinomen Besim, Machatzisa Bechamisha Messiahim, just like when it comes to Kinomen Besim. We're saying that you only give half. Half of 500, 250. So I have Kinei Besim, also made Machatzisa Chamisha Messiahim, maybe you do only half of 250. The Havalik Trein Alof, and have a total of 2,000. Ema Hachinami Taka, how you know that not? So, im kein nicht im Krog, kim le besen, vi kne besen, macht so, um macht sich ein bisschen mehr sein. Let us just say that it should be two separate things, 250, because the Tater counts them separately, is an ayat symphony. Okay, I'm going to pop la baya, because we're shayko, when you weigh all of these things, behechru shayko, or ayin ba ayin shayko, just an approximation, or is it exact? Omer le rachmona, because it doesn't say the bad bevadi to each individual, levat, omer le behechru, I just take an assumption. Omer le bude, Amalei, he said back to the Imam, but Rabbi said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibishter, Yodei HaChrayis, the Eibishter knows, you know, the extra you gave, Almad Izbo Hechra, you told me, Bad Bevad, but it says, Rabbi Yudah said, that the Eibishter knows the Hechrayis, I mean, it wasn't exact. Elam Yudah, this will bother him. The Kimmon Besam, my Maisi Machatzisa. Why bring only half? The Chamish May is half of 500, which is 250. Chamishim Masayim Bechadzim. My Maisi Machatzisa, the Chamish May is Chamishim Masayim Bechadzim, the Chamishim Bechadzim, the Kivan, the Kulam Mehemeh. The fact is, the full amount for the day is 500. It's having nice Ahemeh, but Vazacha, bring 500 in one go. Why bring 250, two lots of 250? When you bring two lots of 250, you're going to be adding a lot more than if you just brought one lot of 500, even if you can't get exact. Shmamanam the kamaitze kimi besim betrei zimne hechre izbe. That we don't mind giving extra. That's why we tell you bring two lots of 250. It's impossible to get it exact when you do an assessment. If you'll be bringing a lot more excess if you bring two lots of 250, then you bring one lot of 500. Is that I that it wasn't exact? What about the rai we brought before? My bad bevad. Bad bevad means each on their own. It sounds like, you know, I'm ba'im has to be exact. Omer Levina, that comes to teach you something totally different. Comes to teach you, shalo yeniach mishkol b'mishkol b'mishkol. Don't take, let's say, something else that you did on your way of 250 and put it on one side of the scale, and then there's something else that needs 250, put it on the other side of the scale. Don't use one psamim to weigh other psamim. That's a bad bevad. Each on its own, use the standard weight thing that you have, the standard measuring thing, and weigh your psamim against that, not against each other. It's only shirin by achila. We say it's a volume. Oh, okay, No, the tailor, it's not nice. It's not covered to use that as a in a commercial way, but to use it as a standard of to balance your weights. It's not to use the base image for your own, for that kind of thing. Tom and Glenn. Shemen mishkas ha-moshe midbar. Shemen ha-mishkas ha-moshe ha-beda made in the midbar. Mishalk ha-ikar. You also cook, use the roots as well. You use the roots as well from all of these different things, and you put the oil on it, and that's how you make it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. On the basis, it's impossible. You have over there, 12 ahin, which are 12 lugin. You don't have enough oil there to cover the mounts that you have over there with all the... with the roots as well. Is Kate said, what do you do? Heavy cotton, you bring the roots, with shokum the mime, you cook them up with water so that they're all full, they cannot absorb anymore. And then then you pour on them the shemen hamishcha, the colors are there, and now they absorb a little bit of the scent, and that's it. And then you take it away. So therefore, it'll be enough oil. Only the viewer said, that's a problem. You think it's a problem? Why it's not enough, sufficient, and it's only miraculous? I mean, nisim occurred then. Although nisim haben nasim michalav seifa, so many nisim occurred from the beginning to the end. You know, they use the same oil for the zayim emeluyim to anoint all the kainim. They use it to anoint all the kelim in the base of Mikdash, and yet they still had the full shear. Only had the 12. They used it to anoint the Mishkan and the Kelim and Aaron's kids all every day. And it's the same oil that was used throughout the years to anoint the different kings and the different kohen gadolim. And yet the kulikai was loving the full amount is still there. When Mashiach will come, we'll find the full hin. Well, in other words, it's an S. So, another S. What's a big deal? Shanema says, Shemitra Kaidiji is the Lila Doido Seichem. Zebe Gemati, you basically can have that. The full 12 Lugan will be there in Mr. Shem and Mashiach will come. So, the Gemara, talking about now the Shem and Mishcha, what role it has. Rabban, Vika Moshe, Shem and Mishcha, Yishcha, the Mishkan, Abiyuda, Mishcha, Mishcha, Shasa, Moshe, Midbar, Harba, Nisim, Nasim, Abba, Mishcha, so if many Nisim happen beginning to end. Chilosil, how you basically start out 12 Lugan, Kama, Yehida, Belas, first of all, just leaving it in the barrel. A little bit, remember you had a whole Gemara, in Amoichel, the Pedis, we learned all the rules there when you sell oil and wine, how much gets absorbed, you have to work out the Cheshbainis, how much gets absorbed in the barrels. You can't get, if you put in 12 legging, you're not going to get 12 legging out. So first of all, Kama Yoyeda Balas. Kama Yikon, but since Rabbi Yehuda is right, they also did the roots and it absorbed some of the oil, it would have absorbed quite a bit. Kama Ursaida, and then you're cooking it so the fire would make it evaporate a little bit. Uvay Nimshech, and then you use it also to be Meshech, Mishka, Vekalev, Adon, Abonu, because I'm Emluim. Uvay Nimshech, Kain, Deim, Elachim, you also use it to anoint all the different Kain, Deim, and kings over the years. I feel a Kain Godl, Ben Kain Godl, Meshech, and even a Kain Godl, so a Kain requires Meshech as well. Even though it's inevitable that he'll be the next Kain Godl, because then the possible that he should be the next one, nevertheless, it needs Meshech. So you use oil so many occasions. But not by a king, you're right. A prince, or the son of a king, doesn't get anointed. We'll soon see certain exceptions. If you tell me a king does not get anointed if he's the son of a king, if he has royal blood, so why does Shlomo get anointed? Because Adonai claimed his taking throne. Remember, Shlomo wasn't the oldest. And Adonai claimed his stake, and then David Melch went to Nasan and Navi and asked him what to do, and Nasan told him to put oil to anoint Shlomo. Whenever there's a machlekes, then you have to make a statement, and that is by putting the oil. And why was Yehoyash also anointed? Because his grandmother Asalya killed out all of her kids so that she can remain the queen. Very nice person. And they hid him. Yehoyash was 7 years old. They hid him. And therefore, when he became, he had to be anointed. Because she claimed the throne. And then they turned around and they killed her. And Yehoyachaz also had to be anointed. He had a brother, that was older than Melchav Shteshan. He was 2 years older than him. And therefore, because he was 2 years older, they had to anoint the younger one. It's like a machlekes, because generally the older one thinks by right. They deserve to be the one, to be next to the next in the line. You said, I feel the Kohen God on Shikha. How do you know that? Because the puzzle about Kohen HaMashiach, Tachta Mibonav, the Kohen that was anointed and on his children in his place. So the name of Krah could have said the Pasik, the HaKohen Tachta Mibonav, my HaMashiach. Why have they the word Mibonav? Why have they the word Kohen HaMashiach? How come Mashiach, I feel Mibonav, even though he's his children, he still need to anoint him. Nahuda Moshach Havi Kohen Gadol. Even if he's a son, direct son of the previous Kohen Gadol, if he doesn't get anointed, if he's not a Mashiach, so that Kohen Mashiach Tatlabonov, that the next Kohen who's one of his children, who happens to be anointed. No, if he's not anointed, he's not a Kohen Gadol. Omama, you said, how do you know that a king doesn't have to be anointed? That he should extend his days on his kingdom. Who, born of he and his children, so it's Yerushahi. When it comes to Yoni Malchus, it's Yerushahi. So why did they anoint Shleimer? But they machlekes Adonio. How do you know the chiyosim machlekes by Mashiach? If you're telling me that if you have royal blood flowing through your veins, you don't need Mashiach. So how do you know there's a machlekes you do need? But like called the boy Malcolm Moedile Malchus. How do you know that the king doesn't have the right to say, you know what? You become the next prince. And that's enough. Omra Papa, Omra Krok, what says the Pasik, that he should be a king, that a Yadav Amlach, who born of Bekerev Yisrael. Kerev Yisrael means, when do you apply the word Bekerev Yisrael, if it's Sholem, that all the Eden are Beachtus, then you can say Bekerev Yisrael. Bizman she Sholem be Yisrael, in other words, no one staking a claim on the throne, then you don't need Mashiach. But by Shlomo, his brother, stake a claim, therefore you need Mashiach. Says the Gemara, Tommy learned, Af Yehu ben Namshi le Nimshech ele b'nei Machlekes, that Yehu ben Namshi also wasn't appointed only because of Machlekes. We'll soon see who it was. Yehu ben Menachav Amai, Tepu le de Melech Rishonu Yehu, Achav son Yehu, who's also a Rasha like his father, why did he have to be anointed? Lechayda, he was the oldest one. Chsuri Mechsev Hachik, Tommy says he learned, Malke beis David Moishchin. Another rule. And therefore, Achav, don't ask me any questions. Malke Beis David requiring Mashiach. Malke Yisrael a Moshech. Malke Yisrael did not require any Mashiach. They weren't the rightful kings. Only, as Taisa says in the bottom, Shaul HaMelech was anointed, but he was pre-David. But once David was anointed, he became the, you know, Yosef Shevim and Yehuda, and that's it. And the rest don't need Mashiach. Im Teim Ibn Imam Moshech, yet. Yeah, but it's still sanctioned by the Eibishter. But once it's established, how many shuls around the world established because of a machlekes, and then afterwards, it's always a pariah, or they would have to shuls would close down.
In other words, the people choose to stay with that
shul. Same here. The people chose. After Yerovam, they stayed in Malki Yisrael. You had a few tzaddikim among them as well.
There's a bit of a dictatorship going on there.
No, they had a few tzaddikim over the years. Where are we? So why did they Yehu ben Namshi, who was not Achav's son? So they got rid of Achav's son and they anointed Yehu ben Namshi because he had no royal blood flowing through him. Because the machlekes of Yehu ben Achav. Yehu ben Achav was the rightful heir, and Itaka was a king for a short time. But then they got rid of him and they anointed Yehu ben Namshi. It says in Pasik, he said him, Kum, by David Mel, Kum Shacheu, Ki Zehu. But he went through all the brothers, said, this is the one, David is the one. What do you mean, Zehu? Zeh Tom Mashiach, Ven Ach Tom Mashiach. With Zehu, we learn now that no other king from any other line, any other dynasty requires Mashiach. Because of the machlekes of Yehudim, that's why Namshi over there, Yehu, but Namshi had to be anointed. The fact is, we're using oil from the Megiddo. You're not allowed to use it for your own purpose. That is called Me'ilah, stealing. If the din is that Malkei Yisrael, there's no din of Mashiach, how in the world is it? Because of the machlekes, there for what? That doesn't give you the right to use oil from the base of Migdash to anoint Yehu ben Namshi. Namshi. And for the Gemara, they didn't have to use the real oil. They used balsam oil. They didn't use the real thing, which is more symbolic than anything else. We'll soon see what Papa's talking about. There's Yochad ben Yochum, and Yochum son Yochaz, because Yochaz. Yehoyakim was older than Yehoyachas by 2 years, and Yehoyachas became king first, so therefore they had to anoint him. So you got to remember, so he's 2 years older. Mikoshis, with Yehoyachas younger, Vaksiv, it says, Pasik, B'nei Yeshio, the children of Yeshio, Habchoy Yechanan, the oldest is Yechanan, which we know is Yehoyachas, Vahashen Yehoyakim, and the second one is Yehoyakim, Vahashlishi, the third one is Sitkiyo, and Vadavi Yishalom. After Yehoyakim, his son took over, Yechonya, and then after Yechonya, went back up to his uncle, Sitkiyo. So it went up and down, up and down. But we know that the first one, Yechon, that is a Yachaz. So he was the oldest. The first one, I don't know, there was a...
That's
not
the same person,
so,
isn't it?
No. Hu Yachas. Hu Shalom. Sidkiyahu is Shalom, and Yechanan was Yachas. You have to see the gears here, because somebody's missing a word here. No, it's Rashi's Gaila. Yechanan Hu Yachas. So, Omar Rebbe, I don't know who that Rebbe is. Well, it says twice Yechanan. So, Omar Rebbe Yechanan, that Yechanan is Yachas, and Yechanan was Yachas. So, the first child here was really Yachas. He was older than Yachas. That's the question. Sidkiyahu Shalom is a separate thing. We'll talk about Sidkiyahu in a minute. You're right, Yaakov was older, but my car lived Chay. So why was Yechanan or Yachas called the Chay when in fact he was number two? Shehu b'Chay leMalchus. He was more row for Malchus. Yaakov was more row. Yachas was a Yachas more row because Yaakov was a Rasha. Yachas was more row, even though he turned out to be a Rasha later on. Where do you find the younger before the older? Haksiv it says that Amleches Nosin leHayyidim ki hu abChayir. Says Mefesh the Pasi that you give to the oldest one. When do you give a Bchayr? Only when it's a Mali Mokam of Avaisiv. Now Yehudim was a Rasha, but I guess in the initial years he was a Yorish Shemaim until power got to his head. Amamar, we said, Hu Shalom, Hu Tzikiyo. How can you say that Tzikiyo and Shalom? It's actually Shalom. How can you say Tzikiyo and Shalom with the same person? It's counted as two separate kids, two separate generations. Two separate kids, separate each other. So the Gemara. Oh, my correlation. Gemara said no. I'm missing a word here. One second. Gemara says no. Really, it's the same person. My Kodalei Shlishi, he's called Shlishi Anavi. Shlishi is Shlishi Labanim. He was physically the third child. My Kodalei Levi, he should be Lamalchus, because he was the part of the fourth king, because somebody went in between. Because Yechonya, who was the son of Yoachim, he took over after Yoachim was arrested by Nebuchadnezzar, so he took over. And then he goes Yechonya. And then went back to Tzikiyo. Nebuchadnezzar appointed Tzikiyo. Then he made the Shavua there, and then, you know, he betrayed him. From the Melech Yechonya Kamei, Yechonya ruled before him. Bitchila Melech Yachas, first Yachas ruled, and then Vahadam Melech Yachum, Vahadam Melech Yachum, Yechonya, and the Messiah Melech Tzikiyo. Tarabami learned, Hu Shalom, Hu Tzikiyo, Lomikish Shalom, so why did you call Shalom? Shahi Shalom, the Maisa, he was a Tzadig, Hitaka was a Tzadig, and he was complete in all of his Maisa. He was the last king of the dynasty, so Shalom means completed. So either he's a tzaddik, completed against good deeds, or Mashmoy, but his real name was Matanya Shmoy. Neither Shalom nor Tzikyo was his real name. His real name was Matanya. Shinemar, as we find in another pasuk where it says, "Vayamlech Melech Bavel, who did Nebuchadnezzar appoint?" It's Matanya Doi Tachtav, Yechonya's uncle called Matanya. He appointed his place. By Yasav Shmoy Tzikiyo, and he gave him a name called Tzikiyo. The Amar Lo, Ka Yatzik Alecha Ladin. The Eibusha should hold you in line, because he made him swear that he won't go to Mitzrayim. He made him hold his line. Im Tim Roid B, and if you and even though he had a whole excuse up, he didn't, that, you know, that he was allowed to, he had in mind different things, call him a traitor. Shenema, it says the Pasig, by Yivir Bavel, he brought him to Bavel. Uksiv, it says, Vigam Mel Nebuchadnezzar, that also by Mel Nebuchadnezzar, Morod, he betrayed. He betrayed Ashishbi with a kim, because he made him swear, and then he betrayed that shvur. Umi havi shevin amishcha. So now the more is a question. This is where our papa comes along. How did they have shevin amishcha in the times of Tzidkiyo and all of these kings? You tell me the yishevin amishcha. With Hotani, we learned that Yehoyash, one of the things he did was he hid all of those things. Shlomo Melech already foresaw that one day there'd be a korban. He built all the subterranean caves that, you know, that they still haven't found, where he hid everything. Mishenignes oda nignes tantenes amon, they hid the mon. So tzloichi shen la'mishcha in the jug of the shen la'mishcha or makloi shel Aaron. So any one of the things of the shen la'mishcha was hidden, and the stick of Aaron shkedim prachim. But argish shogru plishtim, and the plishtim sent back the Aaron after the people dying there. They made this beautiful box. Doyin l'kei saw a present, a gift to the Eden. Shlomo says it's clear as Avashar shavaisim la'osham tasimu ba'argish mitzidei. She put it like so. They used the argish umi ganzu yishay. When he opened, they found that Sefer Torah turned in Dvarim to the Torah. The Rebbe said, I'm going to walk, throw you out of the land and everything else. He got all scared and he made everyone do tshuva. And remember, they said they made a sukkah like they never had a sukkah before. But a Pesach, they never had a Pesach before. Remember, as it says in Pasuk, Vayomer, he said to Levim, Hamevinim, Hamelech al Hakoinim, he said to them, to the Koinim, Trenu was on Hakoinim. He said to them, put it on the Kodesh. Rambam said, so what is it? Asya, we learn out Sham Sham. Asya, Doidas, Doidas, Asya, Mishmeres, Mishmeres. Each one of them we learn out. He told them what to put away, and in the original, by the mistake, by the oil, you have these words. So therefore, we know they're all stored. Omar Papa answered, but Fasma Dachya. After the Yoshio hit it, they used this balsam. So I'm going to learn. Moshe Melachim, how do they do it? Kimi Nezer, like a crown. Rashi over here says Nezer is in our Gemara. It says like the letter X, of a picture of an X here. If you look at Rashi here. Others say it's a Chaf, others say it's a Langenun. Different letters of the Greek alphabet. Is there a letter in the alphabet, a letter X? Does it look like this? The Greek X looks like an X? Yeah? XC.
Because it used to be a shipping line.
Oh, okay. Others say it's a Langenun, others say it's a Chaf. So how do you do it? Like a crown, that's a koinim can mean key. Like a key, that's a letter of an X. Amar Rabban Asher can mean key yevoni, like the Greek letter key, she, whatever you want to say, yeah. Tani Chad, in one place we learned, they poured a little bit on the head, and then they poured a little bit between the eyes. In other words, you learned, first they put oil between the eyes, and then they poured oil on his head. Now, which is the Seder? You poured on the head and it ran down, or they poured first they did the smearing over here, and then they poured on the head? One guy says it's better to start from the top and work. That you did Meshicha, first you did the Meshicha between the eyes. You did it from the top. What the crux of Machlek is, I don't know. My time with the man, I mean, the Tzik Adifa is all based on Pesuk. Then it says, "Vayitzeg Mishan Amishcha Roish Aron." So it says, "Mefesh Yitzikas first." Man, the Meshicha Adifa because of Hashem and Yisra be Eitzik Lei Shodes. You find so many Meshichas in all the Kelim in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Mishkan. See, Vayitzeg Kol Basayi Yimshich. I said Mefesh in the Pasuk first day. It seems in the order Vayitzeg and then Vayimshich. Sounds like they started from the top. Hocha Kama Ma Tam Vayitzeg Mishum Vayimshich Roish Lekatchei. Because you want to be Meshichim, but what did they do first, Meshichim? That's what we learned. He sent Tilim that by Aaron, Kashem and Hatayv al Roi, just like good oil on the head, it says that it went down on the beard of Aaron. By Aaron, it ended up on his beard. Kimi shtei tipi magolis luis la'aram ezikna, in his beard, at the end of the long beard, at the end of his beard, he had two drops of oil on the right and left side. Orav Kana Tana Kishu Mesape, when he used to talk, or Rashi brings another lotion, when he took a hit, whenever he shaved his beard, oilis v'yoses b'ikra ezikna, shouldn't drop down. So that every time he talked, you know, the beard moves. So it shouldn't fall down. So it rolled up to the top. Or, yeah. Or if he cut his mustache, whatever it is, it went to the top. Yeah. Says to him. Yeah. He always had these two things there. Must be. He took a shower, whatever it is. So he took a haircut. The bear. Yeah, the bear. So Mesapa means I take a haircut, and I guess when you take a haircut, also everything moves, and so on. So the Gemara, Vadov Zeh Moshe Ben Adoye, now Moshe was very worried. Shema Chas V'Shol Mo'alti B'Shem Namishcha. Maybe I gave him too much. How does he have constantly oil? Maybe I gave him too much. So I was Moyo. So Yotze Baskavamra Kital, it says in Pasuk Kital Cherman. What's the, comparing it to the dew of Cherman? She Yoyel Haretzin that descend on the mountain of Tzin, and the same thing is what is and David gave Shem Shivayz a bracha. What's he comparing Kital Cherman? The idea of Kital Cherman is that this is just like dew. There's no Ma Tal Ein B'Mila. You can't. There's no Yisur Mila. Tal Avshem Yerel Zakanan and Ein B'Mila. There's no Mila either. All the Mepharshim already asked, the din is once you, if you did something that we had it before in Tumura. If Nas is Mitzvason, there's no longer Me'ila. If the Abishah told him to be Moshe Chad, and he did, how can it be Me'ila anymore? So the question is only is, he's saying, I did too much, and that excess I had no right to. But I was worried. Maybe Moshe wasn't worried, but I did something wrong. Why? Because maybe my Rashi learns my clothes also have this fragrance, and that's supposed to be on my clothes. Said, is that Pedig? It says how you guys are so good. If Moshe didn't sin, did you? So Shavas Achim Yochim means you both didn't sin. You shouldn't be Moshe the king only by a spring. Symbolically, so that they continue flowing all the time. Now, for them, the children, and so on. But it says that the king said to Benayom. He said to him. Or the different kohenim. It says v'radtem oisei al gichin. You should bring down to the gichin. A gichin usually is one of those four nehoros like Gan Eden. But it's not what it means over here. Rashi says over here gichin means it's a mayan cotton summer chushlaim. It's like the meishalech, something like that. And Rashi v'loisei gichin agod legates in Eden. Sorry. That's what it's called. Okay. Other rishonim say that gichin here actually means from Gan Eden. Somehow or another had to find it. Moshe Chayisham, and he anointed him there. Amar Abami, Hai Man De Bay Lady. Another Gemara talks about, we had this in Hades. Amar Abami, Hai Man De Bay Lady, Moshe Chayisham, you want to know if you can live the whole year or not going to have to live the whole year? Do you really want to know? What should you do? Maisi Shraga, bring a candle, Bahal Nasar Yemi, Mede Shasa, Yem Nikipur, and the Shad Mede Shuba, bring a candle, Venitli base, and hang it up in your house. If you know that if the light goes very far, you'll have a good year. You'll live the entire year. You want to do business. You want to do business here. You want to know if you're going to be Matzlich or not. Now you see, Narbi Tanagoyle, bring over there a hon, a chicken, or Shamin, Vishapin, Nadim, Matzlich. And if it fattens up, then you know you'll have a fat year. Hi, man. The boy Nefer Burcha. You're planning to travel. The boy, the Nadi Hodl Lebesa, is going to be a two-way ticket or a one-way ticket. Nail Nekem Bebesa the Bahasa. You should go into
somewhere dark.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the side. What was it? Okay, it says basically the Hebrew. Im Chazi Bebua Lebua. If you're able to see the shadow of a shadow, Nadi the Osel Lebesa. You know you're coming back home. Remember, because dead people don't have shadows or shadows. For La Milsihi, all of this is not really a good idea. Maybe he has no bearing on it, but the fact that he would drive himself crazy, and that itself is going to create exactly the situation. Like, well, Ein Hodas. We had the Gemara of Kuf Gimel in Psachim. You know, if you believe in these Ein Hodas, they'll affect you. If you don't believe them, they have no effect on you. Omar Abai. Okay, we'll stop and continue tomorrow, Mr. Shah. Please.